Seems like it's getting hot in here. Is it hot to warm you?
Well, I never know when it's hot. I'm a cold-natured person, and I never realize when it's hot. And other people around me are dying of heat exhaustion, and I never know. So
go there and punch that button at the bottom of the over on my bed. It'll turn the fan on. The door is closed.
My arthritic knees.
Over next to the bed. No, up on the wall. To your right, way around to your right. On around. The bottom button. No, the head end of it. There you go.
Oh, that turned it off.
Did the television come on?
Yes.
Okay, turn the television off now and the fan off, please.
Oh, okay.
All that does is control the plug-in over there. Just push in on the middle.
Push in that.
Now just turn that little knob. Will that bother your recorder?
Oh no. Let me fix it though so it'll be on
you. No, just it'll circulate there. There we go.
No, it won't.
How long have you known you had arthritis?
I just found out in January.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. I have a real good friend that's in service. It's been there, I don't know, 20 years now, I guess. And he has, known that he had, what is it? What's some of the arthritis? What's some of the name?
Rheumatoid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he's done real good for many years.
It's, I didn't know what was wrong with me. I thought I had started in my hands, mm-hmm. and I thought I had injured myself in some way. And I just couldn't imagine how I could have. I never do it work, you know.
Well, you fell out of bed or something.
You know, I couldn't imagine. I sit on my hand in my sleep, mm-hmm. and I went to the doctor and said it was arthritis, and then it's just progressively spread.
Is yours the rheumatoid?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be going.
But he's hoping that he can control it, you know.
Well, they've controlled peas real good.
Pretty well, and so.
I think all he takes is a handful of aspirin and. Mm-hmm. Has taken them for many years, maybe.
Yeah, I take big aspirin and
I'm
working, but.
Seemed like there was a vitamin he was taking. Was that him or someone else? I guess aspirin, though.
Yeah, sometimes people with arthritis, my doctor don't do this, but they give them. It's one of the big complex vitamins, but I
know believe
the
that's.
The name of it, but they do give it, and I've forgotten it now, but I know it when I see it, in the store.
Well, he's had it for 10 years and still in service doing real good.
Well,
real
that
good.
Makes me feel good if I hear that.
No
that
kidding. He's just
good,
done real good.
Because I kind of worry about it.
Sure, know, naturally you would.
Not a lot, but, you know, I think about it sometimes.
Sure.
And it thrills me to hear that somebody still manages to get along.
And lead a real active life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me feel good.
Sure.
That's just one of those things.
With a cookie crumb.
Yeah, I gave up.
Took me a long time to say that though after I broke my neck.
Yeah, I can imagine it can be anything. Like
after a while, just like anyone, you get used to it, you know, you finally get to the point where you accept it,
mm-hmm.
or you're despisable the rest of your life.
If you don't, I wouldn't ever want to be unpleasant. You know, even if my rheumatoid does cripple me up,
I didn't want to be an unpleasant kind of person.
I knew a lady like that at home, and she was so bitter about it that it had happened to her, that mm-hmm. she was just really mean to everybody, you know.
Made everyone around her
uncomfortable.
Yeah,
and I said, after I found out about it, I said, you know, whatever I do, I don't
want to
do that.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what happens to
you. You'll never be crippled anyway.
Well, I don't know if I am. Oh, let's see, where did I get to? I think.